Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel over to Appleton, the Appleton Area Health, and we're going to visit with Lisa Tilke. Lisa is a family nurse practitioner at Appleton Area Health. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
You got to like this kind of weather, right?
Yes, I'm getting used to it and I like it.
Yeah.
I do like summer, though.
Yeah. You like summer?
Yeah.
Okay. I like winter, so we're different on that aspect.
Well, we can't all agree, right?
That's right. We're still friends, though, right?
Yep.
Okay. Lisa, have you been on Wellness Wednesday before?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
This is my first time.
Okay, so you drew the short straw today, then. Hey, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first, Lisa. Where you grew up, education, family, and stuff.
Well, I'm a family nurse practitioner at Appleton Area Health. I grew up in Appleton. I went to school at Lacaparo Valley, graduated in 1997. I went on to get my CNA, LPN, RN, BSN, and then master's degree in 2022. I've been here since then. Been at Appleton Area Health about 5 years, working in ER, surgery, and now in the clinic.
Okay. Well, a little bit of everything then, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you like about working at Appleton Area Health?
My coworkers, and it's very, I like all the patients, and I like all the services that we have to offer here. I think it's good for a small town.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, so Lisa, what are we going to talk about this morning?
We're going to talk about the whole person wellness program that we have going on here at Appleton Area Health. We started some meetings and saw what the staff of Appleton Area Health was needing or lacking in certain areas. We started our first cohort. We had 3 participants that were a test group, and they had pretty good success. And now we've started our next cohort of a mix of employees as well as community members. There's 10 of them right now currently in this program. What the program is they use alternative approaches to improve mental, physical, and emotional well-being using proactive medicine, not prescription medication if it can be avoided, teaching people to understand what their body needs to optimize health and achieve longevity and lifespan. You can live, 100 years, but if you're not healthy, what's the point? We kind of want you to be healthy as long as you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a fairly new program then, Lisa.
Yes.
Okay. And participants that are involved, are they seeing results? How are they liking it?
Yes, they are. Our test group they ended up losing 21 pounds between them in 3 months, and then also got their triglycerides to go down quite a bit.
Is this for men and women?
Yep, people of all ages.
People of all ages, okay.
Yep.
And it's more than losing weight, you said. Talk about that a little bit, Lisa.
They fill out an intake form prior to meeting with me. I'm the first person that they meet with. It's either myself or Dr. Keller. And they fill out an intake form, and on the intake form it has what their goals are for wellness. There are some people that want to lose weight. There are some people that want to handle their anxiety, depression, things like that. There is also, we can give referrals to the mental health department, to Kelsey Tollefson. She works hand-in-hand with me on this program, so she's very good about getting them in and being seen for social work part of it, or counseling.
Okay,
it's
so...
kind of whatever their goals are,
right? Right, right, yeah.
What's important to them.
Okay, and so you're looking at the whole person. Well, that's what it's called, right? Whole person wellness program. Okay.
Yep.
So when do you start this? Can a new group start? Or if someone's interested in learning more about it, or how can they jump on board?
They can get an intake form and fill that out, and the next time we start a cohort, I believe, would probably be in October, November. And we will go through their intake packets before we schedule their appointment. That makes it more worthwhile, and we can kind of talk about it as a group of providers between myself, Dr. Keller, and Kelsey Tullifson. We can talk about what their goals are and like come up with a plan for them before they're seen, which makes it a little bit easier than just seeing them offhand. So yes, they can pick up a packet at the front desk, any of the patient access providers or patient access people have the packets in the front. So.
Okay. So you don't need a doctor's order. You can just, this is just open to everyone then.
Yep.
Well, that's easy enough.
Open to all people.
Before we go, you know, we always talk about the physical part of of health. Let's talk about the mental part a little bit, Lisa. How do you do that, or how do you handle that with someone then, or what do you talk about?
Kind of, we do assessments such as like a PHQ-9, GAD-7. Those are kind of to help us realize how often they're having anxiety or depression, and just to let people know that they're not they're not alone. Everybody has those issues. I think people are kind of sometimes scared to admit that they have a problem with that. And I have noticed with meeting with some of the participants of the wellness program, they do have anxiety, but maybe they don't realize that. And your mental health kind of plays a toll on your physical health. So if you're suffering from anxiety, depression, it's kind of can lead to obesity and make it harder for you to lose weight. So those are kind of things that we want to make sure that are taken care of. Also, like sleep is a big thing too. If you have untreated sleep apnea, that can lead to like your inability to lose weight and just not feel well all day and cause anxiety if you're not getting sleep. So kind of important to, you know, if you do want to talk about anxiety or depression or something, that is why we kind of have their concerns that they talk about, and they also put their stress level on the form and what their greatest stresses are, like if it's work or family or money, or we try to help them through that.
Okay,
as
good.
Well.
Yep, that's a great program. So did you and Kelsey come up with this idea, or it was a group effort? Like you said, I think you mentioned that earlier, didn't you?
It was a group effort at first. Okay. There is me and Kelsey are pretty much the ones who kind of really got it broken down and get it started, but there's dietary involved, so if you want nutrition counseling, we do offer referrals for that. There's also referrals for big stone therapy if you would like, you know, you have physical problems like back pain, things like that, that are causing you to not be able to work out or get enough exercise.
Okay.
We can offer referrals to those as well.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about the program? Okay, so how can people get a hold of you, Lisa?
They can call the clinic here at 320-289-1580, and they can ask for an intake form. It could be mailed to them if they would like as well.
Okay. All right, we're talking about the Whole Person Wellness Program at Appleton Area Health with family nurse practitioner Lisa Tilke. And Lisa, thanks so much. That was a wealth of information there. Thanks so much for being on the Wellness Wednesday program today.
You're welcome.
We'll have to do it again, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Yep.
Lisa Tilke with Appleton Area Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.